This micro move is called reaching. So start by sitting on the edge of your seat, have your feet shoulder width apart, and lift your left arm up straight in front of you with the elbow fairly straight and your arm is at shoulder height. And let's just see what it's like to very gently reach your arm forwards a little bit as if you wanted to touch something in front of you, and then retract your arm back to where it started, keeping the elbow fairly straight. Just reaching that arm just to see what's possible in your left shoulder. What's available without stretching, just gently. And then lower that arm and try the same thing with your right arm. Just gently reaching forwards and retracting the arm. Does this arm have more of a range of movement, or does it feel a bit easier on this arm? And then lower it down. Now this time raise your left arm again at shoulder height straight in front of you. And as you reach your arm forward, actually let your left knee move forwards as well. So the left arm and the left knee move forwards and then they come back to where they started. And you'll feel as your left arm and knee reach forwards that your torso, your body turns to the right a little bit. And then as your knee and hand come back to the beginning, your body comes back to the middle. So you're reaching forward with your hand and your knee, your chest, your pelvis, your face all turn a little bit to the right. And just explore that for a couple of moments and then let your arm come down and have a rest. And then lift your left arm up again in front of you the same way. And now take your right hand and place it on your left collarbone. That's the bone that goes from the tip of your left shoulder to the base of your throat. So find this long, slim bone and place your fingers on that. And now reach forwards with your left arm and feel with your right fingers how the collarbone moves as you reach forwards. Did you know that this was part of your arm? Now the next time you do it, don't let your collarbone move. See if it's possible to reach your arm and you'll realize that you can't. And then once again, reach, let your collarbone move freely forwards and back. And then let the arm have a full rest on your lap. Of course, you're always welcome to rest before I suggest resting. Then for the last time, bring your left arm up again. And now this time, as you reach your left arm forwards, you might feel that your knee participates, your torso participates, your collarbone participates, and also start to explore turning the whole of your arm inwards. So as if you were wanting to turn a doorknob. You feel your hand turns, your elbow turns, the whole arm just rotates along its length as if you're turning a door handle. And then as you retract your arm, you unturn your hand back to neutral. And just notice if this makes the reaching movement easier. And then let that go. Let your left arm rest. And while you're resting, just lift your right arm up and simply test the movement of reaching your right arm. And you might even find that your right arm has improved even though we haven't done anything with it. And then lift your left arm up and reach forward with your left arm and notice how much easier it is to reach with that arm now. Bring your right arm up again straight in front of you. And as you reach forward with your right arm, let your right knee come forward, let your torso turn to the left, and then bring everything back to neutral. And just do that two or three times. And then add in, while you're doing that, place your left fingertips on your right collarbone, just so that you can feel how your collarbone is moving, how it's participating as you're reaching. And now start to add in the final piece, which is as you reach, you actually turn your arm, you rotate the whole arm inwards as if you're turning a doorknob. And just notice if that enables the collarbone to move further, your knee to move further, your arm to reach further. And then leave it, let your arm rest. For the last time, lift your left arm and just once or twice without doing anything in particular, see what it's like to reach forward with your left arm. Notice how that feels now, what's available. And then try it a couple of times with your right arm, just noticing if anything's freed up or if somehow more of your body is participating. Because the more of yourself you use, the easier life becomes and the more free your whole body will feel.